Take one. Action.
Making Juneteenth, like making that a holiday, is a good thing. To a certain degree, but you make it feel like you. I feel like it's the government just throwing us a bone.
I agree with P-Biz. Mm-hmm. Like, it opens up the question for schools, and as well as because most classrooms are very diverse in regards to students. Definitely. So, every school district is different,
mm-hmm.
But teachers take the time to inform their students, like, this is what this day is, mm-hmm. this is what it means,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when that little person of color or white person or Indian person or whatever, mm-hmm. Asian person asks that question, they're well informed.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully they can go home and say, hey, mom, dad, I didn't know this was a day. Mm-hmm. And can inform their parents,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. And their parents, who may have not known before, have now been informed of a day that is very impactful for our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, we want well-informed people.
Mm-hmm.
So they understand, they can make proper decisions, hopefully, and, you know, not be offended by me educating. No, not me.
God, Lord forbid. Oh, God, Lady B about to get in now.
By these teachers educating their children, because unfortunately there are parents out there who don't want that to be brought up in school and feel the need to say, oh, well, you don't need to be talking about this to my kid in school. Well, how is your kid going to know?
Right.
And when they get older and get out here and then they get F'd in the A with a whole bunch of D's.
Okay. All right.
They're going to be like, well, had you learned when you were younger, we wouldn't have this problem.
She said... F'd in the A with a whole bunch of D's. Dun, dun, dun.
So
y'all, FYI, P-Bid and Soul Brother Love are down for the count. And Soul Brother Love over here looking like a doggone dead puppy with his legs twisted.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
True cheers.
We want... I mean, the goal for hopefully for most parents... It's for your children, children, whatever, to grow up and be halfway decent individuals and be a part of a well-diverse society.
To be contributing factors to society.
Exactly. And so if that's going to start...
F in the A with a whole bunch of D's.
That's going to start because...
By being F in the A with a whole bunch of D's?
Hopefully it doesn't end with that. Let's hope it doesn't get to that point, uh-huh. You know? Before we get F in the A with a whole bag of D's, we want these people to be well-educated. You know, mm-hmm.
About how that.
So hopefully
works.
It won't be a bag of these. It'll be, you know, a couple of these. So, I'm just like, because you never know what life's gonna throw at you. So
clearly, a bunch of these.
It is
a bag of them.
A bag of them.
So this is like we want children to grow up and know this information, mm-hmm. So they can make well-informed decisions. They can contribute to society and not, you know, offend others and understand that there are other cultures, there are other important dates and things going on in the world that don't revolve around you or your family, you know.
Very true.
Broaden your horizon on the world and of different people and cultures, and you don't have to, you know, sit here and write a 14-page paper on every culture.
Mm-hmm. Just learn about it.
Yeah, just learn. Understand.
I think that this policy being signed in by President Biden is also proof that we should take more notice and more respect for our local government, because as our host pointed out, that this is it's good, but there are other more pertinent issues that need to be tended to, for the fact of like economic instability, and police brutality, and plenty other things, and just things in the Black community itself. Juneteenth is something that happens on a national scale, but it doesn't really do anything for us. And when it comes to electing our political officials on a national level, yeah, we put them in office, but how does it really affect the community that you actually live in? So I just putting a note out there that when it comes to electing your local officials, please take note of who you're putting in office, because those people, what they do when they're changing the school districts, when they're changing the voting districts and putting up a bridge with your tax money, or this building a new building that maybe the taxes of Black people, the taxes from a Black community help to build a building that's not even going to contribute to the things that you guys do or that you need. Sometimes that happens when at the town halls and the town city council meetings. So I just want to make a note of getting involved with our local governments, because when we don't, we get blankets on gunshot wounds.
After the A with all our D's.
Yeah.
Lady D for president.
Oh, no. A small point. Who writes in a bill that to pass out water for people waiting to do their civic duty is a crime? Who meticulously sits there and reads and signs off on that? Like, you yep. literally are, you can be fined for, you can be fined for giving a person water in line to do their civic duty. That's the, I'm done. I just brought that up. That part just always stood out to me in that whole
man. Bit.
Politics is,
it's a game of, I won't say a game of chance, but it's a game of whoever can pay. So if you can pay, then I will do what you say. And that's why I don't believe money is the root of all evil. What I do believe, just like guns don't kill people, people kill people, I believe people are the root of all evil. Because the thing is, people want money. Why? Because money equates to power in some people's eyes. Like, there are some good people out there, but there are also some very bad ones. Okay? And it's just, you want to be able, like, politics is a place where the wealthy win.
Oh, yeah. It's been like that since...
Exactly. Since the beginning of time. And the thing is, politics is a place where the wealthy win. And the thing is, if you don't have if you cannot make the minimum bid, you do not qualify.
The whole world is a rich man's war and a poor man's fight, I think that's...
Yep, that's exactly how it goes.
I mean, that's the quote.
Y'all, I'm watching this is going to be the end of my talking, and then I'm going to go to Lady D. I am watching a show on Netflix. If you have not heard of it, it is called The Blacklist. And it is a show pretty much of 7 seasons. I'm on season 3. And it is a show about government corruption, ultimately. And it's about a government organization, a secret government organization that literally their only aim is to, you know, cause war and friction within America with other countries so that they can profit. Every time I watch this show, I think about the fact that this is a really good show. And the writers of this show are so very talented. My mind then goes to, after it leaves there, where did they get their sources? And, you know, a lot of writing, of course, is fiction, but it makes you think about the world we live in. If y'all watch it, it makes you think about the world we live in, about the fact that this could very well, because one of the main characters made a statement in the show, and it said, the world that you live in is the one that they want you to think that you do. And when I heard that, I was like, that makes me think about when I go on Facebook, when I go on Twitter, or when I go on all these social media sites and they have target marketing. Like, I literally have not one baby, Not, it was one time. I literally was, I had not one child, one, no, nothing. But I was searching, this is when my godson was born. I was searching cribs and stuff, you know. And then all of a sudden, I get marketing and ads and stuff about baby clothes and baby pampers. I ain't got no children! But that's neither here nor there. So, Lady D, of course, always has a very thought-provoking question for us. What might it be today? Dun, dun, dun.
Let's see. The question I have for you guys today is, what mythical creature would you improve the world?
Maybe Lady D does not know what her question is.
I can't read my own handwriting.
So
Jesus,
we're
going to
try
Christ.
Again. And Lady D is going to go back and she's going to try again.
I can't
again.
Even read my own handwriting. I am.
What mythical creature would improve the world the most if it existed?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the funny part. Now, you know, y'all remember them friendships we were talking about a couple hours
friends.
Ago?
That's he can read my handwriting.
Lady
and
D can't
even read my own.
Her own handwriting. But her best friend came over and saved the day. Y'all
sorry.
Need to get y'all a friendship like that
sorry.
If y'all don't got one.
But yes, what mythical creature would improve the world most if it existed? I'm going to say dragon.
A dragon?
Improve?
Yes.
Go.
Improve.
Why?
How to train a dragon.
You know what? As you mentioned that, though, a phoenix.
Y'all know the first off, if y'all ain't watch Harry Potter, y'all know what the deal is y'all need to watch it. The old ones, not this new Fantastical Beast stuff. Sorry, JK, I just can't get with it. But the phoenix, if you all know what a phoenix is, Ava. It's a bird. And when the bird dies, it essentially combusts into fire and reduces itself to ash. But from the ash, I don't know if it's the same. The bird is reborn from its ashes. And no, granted, this is going to kind of be a little more dark now that I think about it, because they're going to probably, you know, abuse it like they did everything else in the world. But, you know, essentially the power to rejuvenate oneself would be a awesome thing to have, but, you know, much like everything else in the world that certain groups of people destroy and mess up, they probably might mess it up too.
Burn down the whole world, start over again. Sorry, that's not improving. I know that's completely. But wouldn't it be improving though?
I mean, when you have the ash from the.
I mean,
you burn fields to get the field back
yes.
to produce. Look.
So you can burn down some, you know. Country.
That's
literally what the government is for. Like, we don't need you.
Maybe burn down the
All right, Lady D is officially no longer a part of this. So when y'all come after her, you are coming after just her.
Exactly, burn it out.
Start over.
Anarchy.
What is your mythical creature, so brother love?
I'm sorry.
I thought you might have went to yourself first. Let's go.
You called me a mythical creature?
No. I'm saying I thought you were going to give your answer.
Oh, you don't know what yours is yet?
Not fully.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say Baby Yoda.
Oh, I don't want to go anymore.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Why?
Because he is like the cutest little ball of joy that will punch you in the face if need be. Like, I feel like we need more hymns in the world because he is cute. Baby Yoda is adorable. But if need be, he can mollywop a bitch. Mollywop a bitch. In like 2.5 seconds. So yes, we need more Baby Yodas in this world to make it better. I rest my case.
Is this thing going?
It's most definitely on.
You're back with us here.
At Pillow Talk. And the deep sensual sounds. So brother what?
You know, apparently there's a market for that on YouTube, but you know, next to hungry and the seafood, apparently there's an actual market for people that get off to what Sober Love just did. I can't do.
ASMR?
Yes, that.
Yeah.
You know, never mind.
I'll explain later.
I don't even know. What is an ESMR?
ASMR. I don't remember what it stands for, but it helps people go to sleep. So, like, there's one with Voldemort, and he's, like, on there. For those who don't know, Voldemort is the villain in Harry Potter.
I know.
So he has his wand, and he's, like, tapping over the mic, and he's talking like this. And he's whispering.
So what's your fiction that would you're not gonna put my listeners to sleep? What is your fictional creature that would exist to make the world better?
I can't think of anything except for Pegasus.
Okay.
And now that's not even what they're called though, right? But Pegasus is the flying horse in Greek mythology. So I feel like that would reduce, you know, the wait time and when
it'll
it comes
crowd
to
the sky,
yeah. So we probably would have more,
raining fires.
Exactly, we would have more. So airplanes would be just as safe as traveling in the car now. So that would be the only bad part. But you could go wherever you want and see whatever you want.
It's literally what airplanes are for.
But you have to pay and wait and luggage and lose luggage.
Get there 5 hours early.
Layovers, jet lag. I'm sure you wouldn't have jet lag with a Pegasus.
You know what, babe? I'm with it. Go for it. You know what? If that makes you happy, that also makes me happy. Hot diggity damn. All right. Alrighty, peeps. So, of course, that just about does it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Life has a way of making you see that your journey is in your hands. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social media handles. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, check out my blog to stay inspired. We will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.